Hello, this is Maria Brown. Thank you for listening to Live, Grow, Peak, where children in the greater community learn how to be engaged, be productive, and have a good time as they improve themselves, answer questions, explore the world. Today, I wanted to dedicate this episode to the UC system. There is an excellent article that's come across my desk where they have phased out SATs and ACTs as a requirement for admission. So initially when I heard this, of course, I was excited and I was looking forward to sharing the information with as many people as I could. Being a child of the 80s, I remember the testing anxiety. I remember the test prep sessions. I remember the stress of sitting for SAT exams and ACT exams. I also remember the stress as a parent when my own children were looking to get into college. But today, looking at this through the lens of education means to look at it through the lens of the new civil rights platform. That is what education has become for us, as it is the final frontier. As we prepare ourselves to go into space, education is the last stop for us. It is the way that we prepare our children for the future. It is the way that we prepare for our own futures. Because let's just be honest, the children that we're teaching today are the children that we're going to be dependent upon to be the essential care workers of the future. When I read this UC article, the first thing that came to me was, yes, there will now be the opportunity for kids of all colors and all shades to apply to college without worrying about being able to afford sitting for the exam or not being able to afford extensive test prep programs. There are children who cannot afford test prep programs. They deserve the same opportunities to go to school as the children who do have it. And I'm sure there are people who are saying, well, we have opportunities and we have things to take care of children who can't afford to pay for the tests. And based on socioeconomic status and the number of people that live in your home, there are some children who qualify for government-sponsored waivers for the exam. But when we talk about oppression, when we talk about equality and equal rights, don't just focus on the rights of children. Because as we stand as a learning community, so then do we stand as a community that deserves equity. That means the parents of the children who have to go and ask for waivers at school, they deserve to not feel a burden of not being able to provide for their children the way that people who can afford these exams avoid. Oppression is not something that only happens to the children. When we think about public education and you think of us as a community, we all are victims. We all wear the scars. I myself remember vividly sitting for my SAT, looking down and seeing words that I couldn't pronounce, that I wasn't able to address. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of clouded mindset. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of a learning disability. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of a public school system where I didn't have to memorize SAT vocabulary. But I remember feeling a certain kind of way when I saw and I read articles about other groups of children who did well on these standardized tests. And we're not complaining. I think it's admirable that children now can go to school without applying with SAT and ACT. And for there are children who their SAT and ACT
scores may help them. What we want to do is provide each child with the tools that they need to succeed. And each means each, just like all means all. So that means the child who wants to submit their SAT scores and ACT scores, well, they can. And if a child does not have SAT and ACT scores, they should not be penalized. Their portfolio, their application, their admittance qualification should be reviewed just the same. Be honest. If you had an appointment to go to the doctor today and you walked in, and instead of him greeting you with pristine bedside manner, he showed you a copy of his exams and his boards with perfect scores on them, I guarantee you probably would appreciate him being effective and positive and having a good bedside manner when you weren't feeling well, than just having a piece of paper to say that he was able to perform a specific task on a specific day in a specific way. Please remember that we are not only trying to create good schools, because good students produce good schools, but good people will produce a good world. And we all have the opportunity to have a hand in that. Thank you, UC System, and all of the schools who are following in that path. Please reach out to me at Twitter at learn_peak. I'm on Facebook at learngrowpeak. And let me know how you feel about the new changes to college entrance exams. This is Maria Brown. Thank you.
Hello, this is Maria Brown. Thank you for listening to Live, Grow, Peak, where children in the greater community learn how to be engaged, be productive, and have a good time as they improve themselves, answer questions, explore the world. Today, I wanted to dedicate this episode to the UC system. There is an excellent article that's come across my desk where they have phased out SATs and ACTs as a requirement for admission. So initially when I heard this, of course, I was excited and I was looking forward to sharing the information with as many people as I could. Being a child of the 80s, I remember the testing anxiety. I remember the test prep sessions. I remember the stress of sitting for SAT exams and ACT exams. I also remember the stress as a parent when my own children were looking to get into college. But today, looking at this through the lens of education means to look at it through the lens of the new civil rights platform. That is what education has become for us, as it is the final frontier. As we prepare ourselves to go into space, education is the last stop for us. It is the way that we prepare our children for the future. It is the way that we prepare for our own futures. Because let's just be honest, the children that we're teaching today are the children that we're going to be dependent upon to be the essential care workers of the future. When I read this UC article, the first thing that came to me was, yes, there will now be the opportunity for kids of all colors and all shades to apply to college without worrying about being able to afford sitting for the exam or not being able to afford extensive test prep programs. There are children who cannot afford test prep programs. They deserve the same opportunities to go to school as the children who do have it. And I'm sure there are people who are saying, well, we have opportunities and we have things to take care of children who can't afford to pay for the tests
and based on socioeconomic status and the number of people that live in your home. There are some children who qualify for government-sponsored waivers for the exam. But when we talk about oppression, when we talk about equality and equal rights, don't just focus on the rights of children. Because as we stand as a learning community, so then do we stand as a community that deserves equity. That means the parents of the children who have to go and ask for waivers at school, they deserve to not feel a burden of not being able to provide for their children the way that people who can afford these exams avoid. Oppression is not something that only happens to the children. When we think about public education and you think of us as a community, we all are victims. We all wear the scars. I myself remember vividly sitting for my SAT, looking down and seeing words that I couldn't pronounce, that I wasn't able to address. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of clouded mindset. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of a learning disability. Perhaps I was looking at them through a lens of a public school system where I didn't have to memorize SAT vocabulary. But I remember feeling a certain kind of way when I saw and I read articles about other groups of children who did well on these standardized tests. And we're not complaining. I think it's admirable that children now can go to school without applying with SAT and ACT. And for there are children who their SAT and ACT scores may help them. What we want to do is provide each child with the tools that they need to succeed. And each means each, just like all means all. So that means the child who wants to submit their SAT scores and ACT scores, well, they can. And if a child does not have SAT and ACT scores, they should not be penalized. Their portfolio, their application, their admittance qualification should be reviewed just the same. Be honest. If you had an appointment to go to the doctor today and you walked in, and instead of him greeting you with pristine bedside manner, he showed you a copy of his exams and his boards with perfect scores on them, I guarantee you probably would appreciate him being effective and positive and having a good bedside manner when you weren't feeling well than just having a piece of paper to say that he was able to perform a specific task on a specific day in a specific way. Please remember that we are not only trying to create good schools, because good students produce good schools. But good people will produce a good world. And we all have the opportunity to have a hand in that. Thank you, UC System, and all of the schools who are following in that path. Please reach out to me at Twitter at learn_peak. I'm on Facebook at learngrowpeak. And let me know how you feel about the new changes to college entrance exams. This is Maria Brown. Thank you.